Come on. Come on.
This time, when he pushed the tongue, there was a flat click from inside the lock, and the jut of metal slid a quarter of an inch into the door. Not enough to clear the jam, but almost.
Please, come on.
He began to shivvy the tongue faster, diddling it, listening as she opened the kitchen door. Then, like a hideous flashback to that day when his mother had caught him smoking, Annie called cheerily.
Pa? It's me. I've got your paper.
Caught. I'm caught. Please, God, no. Don't let her hurt me. God.
His thumb pressed convulsively tight against the tongue of the lock, and there was a muffled snap as the bobby pin broke. He closed the bedroom door. The click of the latch.
Did she hear that? Must have heard that.
Sounded as loud as a track starter's gun. He backed the wheelchair up toward the window. He was still backing as her footsteps began to come down the hallway.
I've got your paper, Paul. Are you awake?
Never in time. She'll hear.
He gave the guide lever a final wrench and rolled the wheelchair into place beside the window, just as her key rattled in the lock. She had two packages of paper, and she held one up in each hand, smiling.
Just what you asked for, isn't it?
Triad Modern. Two reams here, and I have two more in the kitchen, just in case. So you see?
She broke off, frowning, looking at him.
You're dripping with sweat. And your color's very hectic.
She paused.
What have you been doing?
And although that set the panicky little voice of his lesser self to squealing again that he was caught and might as well give it up, might as well confess and hope for her mercy, he managed to meet her suspicious gaze with an ironic weariness.
I think you know what I've been doing, he said. I've been suffering.
From the pocket of her skirt, she took a Kleenex and wiped his brow. The Kleenex came away wet. She smiled at him with that terrible bogus maternity.
Has it been very bad?
Yes. Yes, it has. Can I have my pills now?
In a minute.
And you won't make me mad anymore?
Because.
Annie, please.
When I get mad, I'm not really myself.